The White House Report.
Senator Schumer, I'm sure you just watched the president. He came to the briefing room, did not take questions, but he wanted to once again talk about the wall. And this time he had Border Patrol agents, some even Latina, who support a border wall. What say you about this?
Well, first of all, the president is the one person to blame for the shutdown. And I think in a certain sense, what we are trying to do is separate the shutdown from the wall. The president's using millions of people and hundreds of thousands of federal workers as sort of hostages, as leverage, and sort of creating a temper tantrum. And he says, if I don't get my way, I'm hurting everybody else. And so what we are going to do tomorrow is, or when we go to the White House, is tell the president, look, different people have different views on border security. We think the wall is a terrible idea. It's a waste of money. It's ineffective. It's a terrible symbol for America. Mexico, of course, didn't pay for it, as you isn't paying for it, as you promised. And to boot, we gave you $1.3 billion last year for border security, not for a wall. You haven't even spent that yet. So I think we have the arguments that the wall's a bad idea. But the argument that seems to be gaining ground right now, whatever these border agents say, and the border patrol has had a reputation among immigrant communities as not being very friendly to them, and much of it is highly political. They're one of the few unions that endorse Trump, so I don't have that much faith in the unions. I don't know who these people were he brought to the meeting, but they've been quite political. In any case, aside from that, the point we are going to make is don't shut the government down. And we're going to put, well, Nancy Pelosi and the House are passing a bill tonight that will say leave the Department of Homeland Security aside. The eight other cabinet positions, cabinet departments should be opened up immediately. People are getting hurt. There are people, middle-class, working people, who need FHA assistance for their mortgages. They can't get them. The IRS might not send tax refunds. That's so important to middle-class people and working people in terms of how they can do their budgets. There are so many other things that would be hurt by this shutdown. And for Donald Trump to hold it as hostage makes no sense. So he is trying to divert the attention away from the shutdown. We're not letting him do that. We're going to say, Mr. President and Leader McConnell, the bills we're putting on the floor will end the shutdown. We can continue the dispute over what's best for border security. We don't think the wall is, you do. And that's independent, or it doesn't really matter what some of these people he brings to the White House say. Yesterday he had the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, try to give us a briefing, and both Nancy Pelosi and Senator Dick Durbin just showed how exaggerated and false, based on false numbers, it was.
So I want to ask you this. You touched on this a moment ago. You talked about people's finances, but let's talk about people's finances and the economy. In 2013, there was a 13-day shutdown that affected GDP. We're in day 13 today. What do you anticipate if this does go further? The president says he's going to hold it out longer.
I think this is going to hurt more and more people, working people, middle-class people, poor people. I think it's become less and less popular. And what's so interesting, can I call you April or should I call you Miss Ryan?
Sir, you can call me April.
April. As I said, before we got on the air, I have admired how you've handled the president's harassment of you. But in any case, it's going to get worse and worse. And since everyone knows, and the president admitted that he's caused the shutdown, the pressure on him, and particularly on the Republicans in the Senate, who are saying they won't bring the House bill to the floor to reopen most of the government, I think that pressure will mount, as it could be. The effect on the GDP is going to be worse than it was in 2013, the longer this goes.
Hmm. And lastly, and this is the last question, sir, when all is said and done, we're talking about a wall to secure the southern border, but the president, he's holding everything up for this. Is there some merit to the fact that he wants a wall, but he's only saying, in the White House even pushed this $2.5 billion effort. Now he's saying he wants this for 5.7. Is there some merit to the wall where there is a middle ground, maybe above the 2.5 million that you guys were going to go with?
Okay, well, I'll answer that two ways. First, the president keeps changing his mind. So at the same time he sent Vice President Pence to negotiate with me and propose 2.5, an hour later the White House said we would only go for 5. And at our meeting yesterday, Pence said, I'll go for 2.5. And the president, in the private meeting, contradicted him and said, I won't go for 2.5, I'll go for only 5.6. I've said in the past, and it's every bit as true today, negotiating with President Trump is like negotiating with Jell-O. But secondly, the wall substantively is a bad, bad idea. To do a whole wall, you know, all across the country, big concrete wall like the president's asking, it was $70 billion. Can you imagine what we could do with that in terms of jobs, in terms of job training, in terms of housing, in terms of education, in terms of making college more affordable? B, it's ineffective. Every expert we've talked to said there are far cheaper and better ways to secure the border. We want to secure the border. We don't believe in open borders. But fencing in some places, drones, they have these sensors that can detect when people come across, building roads so the Border Patrol agents can get to people crossing in remote places, all of that will be far more effective. Third, I think it's an awful symbol. America's a welcoming country. We welcome people from all over the world. All of a sudden, you know, there's a strong group of Americans who don't want to do that anymore, maybe because they're coming from different countries than they came in the past. We've seen Trump say that when he referred to the African countries, and then, you know, bragged about Norway at another point.
Talking about asshole nations.
Yes, I don't. You said it, April. I didn't.
Well, the president
anyway,
allegedly said it. I'm just repeating what he allegedly said. Yeah, yes,
you're right. You're right. But in any case, so I think it's a terrible symbol. And to most importantly, we gave him $1.3 billion last year, Democrats and Republicans together in the budget. He hasn't spent that. He spent 6% of it, and now he's demanding this, you know, much larger sum, which if we give him even part of it, it's going to grow and grow and grow. The whole thing is $70 billion minimum to build the kind of border protection, the wall, that he wants. So you put all that together, and there's one other point I didn't make. It's not made enough. Most of the private landowners along the border, they don't want a wall, and they will sue when the president tries to take it over, if he should win this fight, and I don't think he will win it, by eminent domain, it'll take years in court to resolve. So the president promised these people, his constituency, his base in the campaign, he'll build a wall. We all heard them chanting, build a wall. He, of course, said Mexico would pay for it, which it isn't. But to spend so much wasteful money and set a bad symbol for America when the money hasn't even, the last year's money hasn't even been spent, would be a travesty. And add to that the fact that the president's not debating this in a rational way. He's taking hostages. He's saying, I'm going to hold hostage people who need mortgages, people who need to get their tax returns, you know, their tax returns filed and get their refunds back. Thank you. People who need some help going to college, things like that. And all of these things, many of these things, would have trouble if the government stays shut down. So we're fighting it, and I think we'll win the fight.
Senator Schumer, I so thank you so much for our first conversation. I hope this is the first of many.
As far as I'm concerned, it will be, April. Thank you, and a happy new year to you and your family and your listeners.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.